Secretary of State John Kerry is in Vienna talking with Russia's foreign minister about finding a way to end the 4-year civil war in Syria. Now, Russia says Syrian President Bashar Assad should stay in power in a post-war Syria. The U.S. insists that Assad must go. People in the Syrian town of Mira near Aleppo were among the first to rise up against Assad in 2011. And NPR's Allison Muse in Beirut has recently reached the people in Mira. They gave her a window into life there today.
That's the sound of protesters marching through the streets of Mara. It's a big town with an important place in the timeline of Syria's revolution. Journalist Mahmoud Al-Khatib explains that his was the first town in the north to revolt against the regime, the first demonstration on the 22nd of April, 2011. It's also the hometown of Abdelkader Saleh, a beloved commander and one of the founders of the Free Syrian Army in the north, the army of defectors and dissidents, the so-called moderate rebels promoted by the U.S. Much has changed since those early days. Abdelkader Saleh is dead, and Mera and its rebel defenders face a new enemy. Activist footage shows rebels running through the green fields of Mera, firing frantically, but it isn't the Assad regime they're fighting. God is great, we're storming ISIS, the cameraman gasps. The rebels of Mera are fighting the self-proclaimed Islamic State. ISIS has the town surrounded on three sides. Last month, ISIS stormed the town with car bombs before getting pushed back. Hundreds have been killed on both sides. Al-Khatib, the journalist in Mera, says that ISIS had given up for a while after that failed attack. But the Russian campaign has given the jihadis a new cause, fighting what they call the Crusaders of the East. Al-Khatib says ISIS is getting more recruits, and they're putting up a stronger fight. On the front lines, rebel commander Abu Mahmoud Derjamil says the Russian airstrikes have the Free Syrian Army on the defensive.
There is a new pressure on our headquarters and our weapons and ammunition stores. We are in a situation where we have to move our positions from one moment to the next.
He says that with rebels focused on holding off Assad's Russian-backed troops, ISIS has made gains.
It sapped our strengths and we had to send reinforcement to the south of Aleppo. Of course, this affects the other fronts.
The commander says that rebels fighting on the Mera front have gotten new weapons from the U.S. and its allies, and that's been a big help. Some are even trained to call in airstrikes, but he says coalition air support has been timid. Remember the battle for Kobani, he says, referring to the dramatic victory of U.S.-backed Kurdish forces against ISIS in January.
Those were big airstrikes, a real intervention by the coalition warplanes, but the support we get is weak.
He thinks this is a political matter, bigger than the town of Mara. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.